Hey, everybody, it's Jill.
And this is Mel.
And this is Mel and Jill Geek Out. How you doing, Mel?
Good. How are you feeling, Jill?
So much better.
Jill kind of died on me for a second there.
Oh, man. I don't think I've been that sick in a very long time. It was not fun. So thanks for hanging with us and hopefully you enjoyed our digress episode. And
it was a funny digress.
I don't remember which one it was. I'm going to have to.
It's the fourth one we've done, and this one inadvertently ended up being a lot about food.
I never know where we're going to end up with them.
It was a full circle about food. We started about food, and we ended at food.
I need to go back and listen to it.
It was very entertaining to edit.
Good.
Because we were on one.
I'm really going to have to go back and listen to it because I don't even, because we recorded it
not a while ago.
A while ago, yeah. But so we're going to have a special treat for you guys this week.
It's all VPR.
All VPR, yay.
We might drop like Iron Flame or DTS on Saturday. I'm sure you all love those surprise Saturday episodes. But we need to get caught up on VPR since Jill tried to die.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to do that again. So
I vote now for you.
So it's been quite the news Sunday, I guess.
Yeah, quite a bit going on. I mean, you and I have not chatted much, so we have a lot to catch up on.
We do. We have a lot to catch up on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we could start with the obvious.
Of course.
Taylor Swift.
When is she not the obvious choice? Not
the obvious choice. I mean, where do we begin? We got the Tortured Poets Department that comes out this Friday.
Friday. It is so close. There is some kind of lead up right now. It's like here, but like there's secret words we're unscrambling and lyrics.
Yep.
So I think the first two words so far are hereby conduct.
Yes.
I'm assuming it's going to be like first meeting of the Tortured Poets Society or department, something along those lines.
Maybe. I saw somebody say, I hereby conduct the first meeting of the, oh gosh, what was it? It had something to do with the affairs, like something affairs. Mm. And I was like, ooh, that's a good theory. I like that one.
Who knows?
Illicit affairs, I think, is what it was.
Mm. I think there's only going to be one way to know, and that is
to wait.
Following along every week, every day. And seeing what happens.
I stopped clowning a while ago, but it's been fun watching a bazillion different theories. It's crazy.
I'm getting more and more convinced that Rep is going to get announced at one of the UK dates.
Yeah, I believe it.
I'm getting more and more convinced of that.
I believe it.
Maybe one of the ones that Travis is at.
Maybe. There was also that weird Instagram post by Taylor Nation. And it said
about Fearless or
the one that said LOML, like mm-hmm. Love of My Life releases.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the anniversary of Fearless.
Was it? OK.
Mm-hmm.
But it was such a weird phrasing.
It's like Taylor's, or it's like Travis was posting it, exactly. Not Taylor Nation. It was very weird.
It was. It was very weird. So
it was odd.
I wonder if that'll come into focus at some point.
Yeah. They're currently in California vibing at Coachella.
Yes. Yes, they are.
Good for them.
And it's funny.
Good for them.
Yes, good for them. Apparently, the last time she went was in 2016 when we saw the emergence of Bleacherella.
Mm-hmm.
But also, kind of within the Bravo universe. I saw a picture of her and Teresa Giudice. Yeah. At the concert.
That probably was...
Oh, it was such a fan.
Teresa trying to find her and take a picture. Oh. Like, I don't think it was the other way around. No,
1,000%. Oh, it very much was. Because her husband, who I don't watch the show, so I don't know the new husband's name. But he was, like, holding his phone up in the background, and you could see Taylor and Travis. And I think Teresa was waiting in line or something. But it was still a weird picture to see, if I'm being honest.
Speaking of Coachella and Bravo, somebody on TikTok did like a deep dive into previous attendance of the VPR cast at Coachella.
Coachella is a favorite of the VPR cast.
Coachella is a great way to get everybody out of LA.
Speaking of more Bravo universe stuff, I guess Joe did a podcast, did Rachel's podcast after this past week's episode. And I saw some recaps. I didn't watch it. I didn't listen to it, but it
now watched it.
It kind of makes sense, some of the things she said. And we can talk about it either like during the episode or at the end. Yeah. But yeah, I still think she's a terrible person, but whatever. There's no way she didn't know.
Joe knew. I don't. So I'm actually watching past seasons of VPR. So I did like a little like guided rewatch to get ready for season 11.
Yes.
But now I've gone back and I'm like actually watching the seasons in its entirety. Number one, I can't stand Kristen Doty.
Oh, she's a terrible human being.
I cannot stand Kristen Doty. I am so sorry. You're probably not as bad of a person as what you get edited to be on TV, but like, oh my God, you are so annoying.
Yeah.
Stassi has grown on me. Stassi, like post Patrick, as her relationship with Patrick devolved, Stassi got better, yes, in my humble opinion.
Oh yeah.
I love her with Bo. Bo is my favorite.
Bo is the best human being on the planet. Like, he's so such a good dude.
Like, genuine, and like
it was like watching Allie.
Yes.
It's like watching Allie. You're like, God, this guy's so normal and so like actually not normal in the best way.
It's like he's kind of dorky and silly. Like he wore that inflatable T-Rex suit for a
yes.
Who knows what reason?
He's such a good guy. Like, he is not a sleazebag like the rest of them. He's not. Mm-hmm. He's not the type to go, you know, sleeping around or anything like that. And he genuinely cares about her.
Mm-hmm.
You'll love him even more by the end. Like, I promise you, you will adore him.
Oh, I'm up to the point where he, like, I'm in the episode where he's going to propose to Stassi at the graveyard.
Oh, I love it.
I can't wait. I'm like, this is the Stassiest thing to have happen.
Has the like dark passenger thing happened?
Yes. Okay. They've talked about dark passenger.
Yes. Cause that's what really made me. I was like, oh, he loves her.
Hmm.
I was like, oh, I was so happy for her. So happy for her.
Yeah. I like Jax is always entertaining to me. Yes. But I really love Brittany.
Yeah.
I wish she was less forgiving of Jax.
Yeah.
But like, she's such a genuine friend to all of them. They clearly all genuinely adore her. Like, Stassi hired princesses to come to her bridal shower.
Yeah.
Like, that was adorable. And like, everybody was just like, yeah, it was her wedding like season, mm-hmm. but she wasn't like super like, it's my wedding.
No.
Jax kind of was, but like Brittany wasn't, which was really fun to watch somebody not be a bridezilla.
Yeah.
Sheena's getting on my nerves right now.
I've never really liked Sheena. Like, I was so excited at the beginning of the season, thinking that we were going to see a very different person than what we ended up watching. God, was I disappointed.
Yeah, I just am really over Sheena right now in the rewatch. Tom is so...
Which one? So
Sandoval. He's so try hard and he's so controlling. Mm-hmm. So there was the whole incident with Stassi having her yes. book signing at Tom Tom, and she asked Lisa and she did a walkthrough with Schwartz, but it was this huge problem because she didn't talk to Sandoval.
Yeah. I could not believe that he was really trying to use that as an argument and thought that anybody was going to agree with him.
The only person who agreed with him was Ariana. And I don't even know if she really agreed with him.
I don't think she did. I don't remember. You would remember better than I did because you just watched it. But I want to say she was kind of like, well, you shouldn't have done this.
He shouldn't have sent the text messages, but I think she is correct when she says Schwartz should have communicated with Sandoval about what was going on.
Oh, yeah, but that's not Stassi's fault or that job. That
has nothing to do with Stassi.
Exactly.
So, like, I see where Ariana is coming from in that. I was like, this has nothing to do with Stassi. Like, Sandoval should have gotten that information from Schwartz, but at the same time, like, Schwartz seemed to have it handled.
Yeah.
And it sounded like they had call outs and that's why they didn't have coverage, not because like they just didn't put anybody on the schedule.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
It was such a stupid situation.
But so I'm to the point now where Raquel is more regular.
Yeah.
On the show. And she is wet drywall is more interesting than she is.
Oh, yeah. I don't understand. I guess because she was easy cannon fodder for the rest of the cast. Because I don't understand why they thought she would make good reality TV.
I have no idea. Like, the only thing that's interesting to her is that she has a knack for saying the exact wrong thing to Lala.
She's so stupid.
Like, so Lala's father dies. So there's unfortunately a lot of parent death. So like Ariana's father has passed away. Jax's father passed away and Lala's father passed away. Ariana's was a little bit separate, but Jax and Lala's fathers passed away pretty close together, it seemed like.
Yeah.
And at the same time, Lisa lost her brother and her mother.
Mm-hmm.
Very sad. And so at one point, like, Rachel says that she shouldn't be playing the dead dad card. And I'm like, how tone deaf are you?
If somebody said that to me today, I would punch them.
Exactly. Grief is not linear. It does not ease over time. It comes in ebbs and flows.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then so James is actively in the process of getting sober in this season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's actually going to AA. He's actually doing something about it. So he and Lala are reconnecting because Lala has been sober for close to a year at this point.
Yeah.
And so Lala reaches out and then she like invites Rachel to lunch or like to get coffee together to have a conversation about like how like she's like, I understand what you're going through. Like, I'm in those meetings. I know this is difficult. I'm so happy that you're supporting him, those kinds of things. And then like that night at a party, she has concerns because she hears that James went to this party and there was some debauchery happening mm-hmm. at this party. And she's like, I'm just worried about him. Did you hear anything? Like, Did he, like, do you think he drank? And it became more about who she heard the information from than, like, what the actual information was. And that was entirely because of Rachel.
Yeah. It.
I feel like we should do a rewatch. And maybe not episode by episode, but, like, a few episodes per season.
The big ones.
And talk about them.
Yeah. That sounds like fun. I mean, we could do a whole rewatch if you really wanted to.
I think it would be interesting.
I agree.
Because I'm also in the season where they introduced, like, this Max guy who I was supposed to know and care about last week.
This was when they were, like, introducing random people because the cast got really big. And
yeah,
I think this was around the time that they weren't really sure what was going to happen with the show. And it was like, the cast is too old for this now.
Mm-hmm. Like, I don't feel like any of them actually work at Sir, except during the show.
I think only by that point it was Raquel and then maybe James.
Because he kind of did
the DJ stuff.
She's not back at Sir yet.
Okay.
But according to the show, Sheena, Brittany and Raquel all still work at Sir.
No, those were Raquel did actually work at the restaurant. I think mm-hmm. the rest of them, it was for the show.
That's how it feels.
Yeah.
But this is when they introduced like Max and Brett and Danica and Dana. And like literally I almost fast forward through their parts because I don't care.
Dana's awesome.
Yeah, but like, she had like a thing with Max and I'm so over Max. It's like not even funny.
This is fair, but I fucking love Dana and Bravo. Here's an idea. Okay. Cause clearly VPR is over. In my opinion, I think it should be done. I would pay so much money to watch Dana, Katie and Ariana. That would be some.
The new Witches of WeHo.
Oh, yes. I don't know how much. I don't know how much the other Witches of WeHo would like that. But still, yeah. That would be a good one. That would be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Dana. She's funny.
Yeah, I don't dislike her. I just don't care. And Charlie is there. And I'm like, I literally don't care.
Yeah, I don't like Charlie. I don't like Charlie either. But the rest of like it was a weird time. And then shortly after the pandemic hit and like I think there's like another season of some of those people and it was not good.
And then they fade away.
Well, no, the pandemic hit and everybody got fired because granted, this was like poor decision making on Stassi and Dodie's part, but there had been some kind of robbery and the suspect, like there was a picture of her released and it was a African-American female. And they were like, oh, this looks like Faith. And she's another cast member. I want to say she was one of the ones that Jax was fooling around with.
She was the one that Jax cheated on Brittany with.
Yeah. Okay. So her. So they called the police department on her. Yeah. So during, you know, 2020 and the Black Lives Matter and lots of social injustice was being spotlighted, this came up and they got fired. Rightfully so. It was entirely inappropriate. And Jax did something as well, but he's always like throwing out bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even remember what he said. That's how much he's said and done before. By the way, we talked about, I don't know if you saw, we didn't even talk about this beforehand. Did you remember talking about how he was drunk and ranting at Jack Studio City about how Vanderpump Rules is scripted? Well, he since went on his and Brittany's podcast and read off a statement about how that was untrue. He was pissed off about something else and was saying shit he shouldn't have. And Yeah, but you could tell he was reading. It was hilarious.
Yeah, because that's a huge thing for,
well,
like the show, for people to get accused of being super scripted. And I will continue to say reality TV show is not as authentic as everyone would like it to be. They put those people in a room together and they say, talk about this.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Very rarely do organic things happen. Now, I think when they brought up the voice recording about between Faith and Jax when he had cheated on Brittany and her freaking out, that was authentic.
Oh, there's definitely stuff.
There's been moments.
Oh, there's definitely things that happen that have been captured that are 100% authentic. Mm-hmm. And you can tell when it gets really real. But yeah, I thought it was hilarious because, not to mention, the executive producer of VPR, who he, you know, at the time was swearing up and down is scripted, is also the EP on his show. Like, are you stupid? Are you stupid?
Yeah, I think Jax is in like a negative spiral right now. And
he just I don't think anybody takes him seriously. I didn't. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. And you created Vanderpump Rules too. Like, you know what I mean? So, but I agree with you. He's in a spiral for sure.
He's in a spiral. And hence why Brittany moved out.
And I think she's done as well, because she's starting to have interviews about why she left.
Yeah. And her stipulations are, I feel like, pretty reasonable. Like, she wants him to go to therapy.
Yeah.
And he has not taken the initiative to do so. And it's like, when somebody's laying down the gauntlet like that, you should take her seriously.
Yeah. Yeah. She's definitely one of those, like, she's given him chance after chance and forgiven mm-hmm. so much that she shouldn't have.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dude, I think it's done. Mm-hmm. Like, you really screwed the pooch this time. No going back now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Should we get into tonight's episode?
Yes.
Since we've rambled on about other VPR-ish things.
I mean, it's all related.
A hot second. But yeah. So yeah, we'll just dive right into season 11, episode 11. And it is called May the Best Woman Win. All right. We'll be right back.
We resumed mid-fight on beach day.
God, like, I so side with Ariana.
Yeah.
Like, I get that, like, it's not necessarily her friends who are forcing her to be in this situation with him. It is mostly production. But for her friends to not, to just forgive him so quickly is just so weird to me.
I agree. Now, like, I do think this is one of the, I wish at this point they would have been shooting things in order of, like, timeline and editing it in timeline order, because this is important in my opinion. If I remember correctly, some of the first pictures that came out of the cast together out filming was beach day. So this is still early on in shooting, mm-hmm. which is why I feel like there is such a big difference in the Lala and Sheena behavior that day than what we see later in the season. I could mm-hmm. I could be wrong, but I feel like that's what I remember. Beach day was early.
That would make a lot of sense, because it did seem like Lala and Sheena were being very supportive of Ariana. But I do think that they just don't understand, because even Sheena was like, well, we need to get you out of there because that's what's best for you. And it's like, you guys have no fucking clue.
No.
Like, the financial, legal quagmire that Ariana is in because they weren't married.
Correct.
And there isn't a legal divorce. So there isn't an easy way to split the assets. Like, I understand why Ariana doesn't believe in marriage.
It's
that is her choice.
It's so irritating.
But, it would be a lot fucking easier if they had been married at this point.
Yes. Yes. It's so irritating that nobody, that this is still a narrative. And I don't understand why she hasn't just come right out and said that. Like, she's been, I don't know what the term is, liking subtweets of stuff saying, like, confirming that essentially that she should not be leaving.
She probably can't say it for some reason that neither you or I know.
Yeah, it must be. I don't know what that would be, but that must be the case that she can't say that. But it is so fucking obvious to me. So fucking obvious to me. But like, I feel like we say this every week, every week. And I don't understand why none of them have that. Like, come on. Come on.
Yeah.
Lala should fucking know.
Yeah. But Lala had a legal divorce. So like a lot of this stuff was different for her. So I kind of understand why they wouldn't just intrinsically know. And like, you knew because of past career choices. And I know because you told me.
Yeah.
Like, it isn't necessarily common knowledge.
I guess. I guess.
And I understand, like, I get where Schwartz was coming from when he removed Sandoval from the situation.
Yes.
I actually do agree with what he did and his motivation saying, like, it's for Ariana's feelings. It's just easier to get Sandoval out of there. Let her calm down.
I know.
Katie was just like, what? But I'm like, it just because it's not the choice you would have made doesn't necessarily mean it's a wrong choice.
Yeah. And I hate that that Brock was like, well, no.
He's been castrated. Yeah. By himself. He shoved his dick into the guillotine and cut it off and he pulled the rope to cut off his own dick.
Yeah.
Everything that has happened to him is self-inflicted.
100%. He did this all by himself. So it's consequences meet actions.
Consequences
like,
you made
actions.
Your bed. It's not my fault you put a bunch of rocks and thorns and spiky shit in it.
Yeah. Yeah. So then we get a little tidbit. This is what I called early on in the season. And I think this is why I thought it was coming so early, because I knew this was one of the things I knew early on. Because I saw these fucking pictures.
Would you like to explain to the people
so
who don't have not necessarily watched this with us?
Tori is Sheena. Sheena explains that she's playing matchmaker yet again.
She shouldn't.
So we know this is going to end badly, but or not.
Well,
but Tori is her former nanny and she
nannied for her like once.
I think she had done it like off camera previously.
Okay.
Who knows? Anyway, she kind of sets him up or starts talking about setting him. Oh, good Lord. I can't talk.
Setting Tori up with Schwartz.
Thank you. Wow. Words are hard today.
But somebody else might have eyes.
Oh, yeah.
For Miss Tori.
Katie was like, no, I want to go out with her.
I mean, Katie's got more game.
Absolutely. She does.
This is like the third or fourth time that Tom and Tori have seen each other. And he just now gets around to asking her on a date after she prods him very directly about it.
It was awkward, especially considering the age difference here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess he's been divorced for a decent amount of time.
He's still in his 40s and she's probably in her mid 20s.
But I'm saying it's like he can't use the excuse of, oh, I've been married for a long time. Like,
well, he was picking up chicks while he was married.
This is true. This is, well, allegedly. But Katie just really
just
finesses that shit.
Boots him. Steals Tori, and the two of them start making out.
Definitely Miss Steal Your Girl. Oh my god, it was great to see. I loved it. I was like, hell yeah.
Do you, boo. Get it, girl.
But we also saw
I do feel like it might be a little bit of like, I can take any girl that Tom tries.
I love it to though. Get with. I think
I'm not mad about it, but it's just like it does feel like she's not like she's there for a short time and a good time, not for a long time.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Katie is just having fun for sure. For sure. Did you hear? I don't know who said it. One of the other cast members said like that Katie was giving her sex eyes.
That was Lala.
It's true.
She was. Absolutely was.
Oh, they were.
It worked.
It definitely worked. But we did have that like nice moment between Lala, Sheena, and Ariana. And like we said, they were way more supportive.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't see Ariana get that vulnerable very often on the show.
You really don't. She really holds a lot of stuff close to the chest.
Definitely. And then we're going to move on from Beach Day because that was really about all that happened.
That's all that happened.
Lala and Joe go to a hot dog stand.
They didn't even go to Pink's. They went to some random hot dog place.
Did you catch what Joe said? No. So she said that if she wants to be accepted in Schwartz's life forever.
Oh, that Lala's the way in.
Lala's the ticket. But the forever part is what?
You are not going to convince me that girl doesn't want to be with Schwartzy.
Do you want me to tell you what she said on the podcast now?
Sure.
Apparently, they were in a relationship. They were doing the whole...
That makes a lot more sense.
Exactly. Like, her behavior makes so much more sense.
Yeah.
They're playing it. I don't know how he convinced her to pretend...
Probably to slow roll it on TV for some reason.
I guess.
Because she did get a lot of shit.
She did. But... Which brings me to my next point. Like we said earlier, there's no way you didn't fucking know. She says no, but then did you see her face as she said it? It was
she was straight up lying. So what she says that she didn't know for is Lala straight up asks her, did you know about Tom and Rachel?
Yes.
And she's like, no, I was looking at Tom. And I'm like, no one has that level of blinders on. And then in her confessional, she's like, oh, I thought Tom and Ariana were broken up. And that's why he didn't raise a red flag. And I'm like, so you did know. You just had made this asinine assumption.
Right. And it's like, girl, don't play stupid. You were supposedly in the friend group, right? Or at least on the fringe of it. You would abso-fucking-lutely know that Tom and Ariana aren't broken up. Yeah. So, yeah, you should be asking Tom, how's your relationship with Ariana? That's a very valid question, actually. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, she knew. She 100% knew.
So, yeah. That was really it for the conversation.
That's where we paused, was after that conversation. Should we go see what else happened?
Yeah. I think Joe's just going to dig herself a bigger hole.
Yeah, she's got her shovel out. She's making eyes at the ground to dig herself a nice big hole.
Yep. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's go see.
Let's do it.
I really want to do Topgolf.
I have been to Topgolf.
I've never
been. It is fun.
I'm dying to go.
I am 0% good at golfing. And I still had a good time.
I don't golf. I cannot aim worth shit, but it's really fun to go to the driving range every once in a while. Mm-hmm. So
it is not like super cheap, but it is a fun experience.
I think they're building one near me and I am stoked. Absolutely stoked.
Yeah.
Which brings us to Topgolf.
Yes, we're at Topgolf. And it's Katie, Ariana,
James, and Allie.
James and Allie. What a crew.
I love this little group.
I do too.
I imagine.
I love James just calling it as is.
Me too. I imagine that these people hang out in real life. They see, I mean, I don't think they do, but I want to believe that they do.
I honestly think, like, for sure, Katie and Ariana hang out in real life.
I think they do.
I think Allie is a very welcomed addition to the friend group.
Yes.
In my rewatch, I'm in a spot where, like, not very many people are super stoked on James.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming he does a lot of repairing of relationships along the way. So they might be pretty chill with James.
I think he does a lot of that off camera, if I'm being honest. And then I think that him eventually staying sober really helped a lot.
Yes, for sure. But it seems like a good time. Kind of nothing happens there except for James pointing out that it is fucking weird that the formerly married couple is hooking up or attempting to hook up with the same girl.
Yes. Yes.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
He's the new number one guy in the group, in my opinion, though.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Screw the Toms. Jack's ain't around anymore. It's all about James.
Definitely the new number. You know what? Let's be honest. He earned that title when he spit out, "You're a worm with a mustache."
Oh, yes.
I mean,
a close second is the remix of Sandoval's a Liar. God,
yeah, I forgot. It's so funny.
So funny.
Oh God. It still makes me laugh every time I hear it. I like, if I was out at a club and I heard that, I would lose it. I would be so excited.
I would be jumping up and down.
We also get the mini update on the house.
Yes, because Allie asks Ariana in a respectful way,
yes,
what is going on with the house.
Yes. Which, for those of you who didn't watch, essentially she had sent a counter offer to Tom's original offer. And ultimately it's like they're doing the waiting game, obviously, but it sounds like she gave him some ultimatums, like, we're going to do X, Y, and Z, or we'll go to court. And then they'll sell it for
whatever they get it for,
So,
which is in no one's best interest.
Not at all.
But
not at all.
I understand where Ariana's coming from. Like, if he's going to stay in a fully furnished house, he needs to pay for a fully furnished house.
1,000%. It's like, you can't just be like, oh, here's half the house and then you get to keep fucking everything.
I mean,
if we're going to go back to what Sandoval was talking about earlier in the episode about how Ariana's in for a rude awakening because apparently she does know how to buy her own fucking batteries and Tom did all that kind of shit, which is bullshit, by the way. Like, I'm sorry. She's a grown ass adult. She can function.
Capable.
Yeah, she can function without you, sir. But I find it hilarious that that's what he's talking about. And Ariana's bought the fucking furniture. All of the custom art in the house as well. So, yeah. Okay, you bought the fucking batteries. Yay for you, Tom.
You bought the toilet paper. Congratulations. You had $12.99 to spare.
Yeah. Oh, God. The audacity of this man.
I just don't understand why we're continuing to allow him to have any space in media.
I don't know.
He has nothing. He brings nothing productive to the table.
No, he doesn't. And I'm going to sound like a broken record. So over this Tom Sandoval redemption arc, like, please get it off my screen.
Yeah, not here for it.
So then we're going to jump to Lala taking Sheena to, I guess, like, Let's be honest. It's they go to the sperm bank, but like for what reason, I don't know. She's already decided she's going to do it. Mm-hmm. So this is just purely to get it on for her storyline, I assume.
It's PR. Most people don't normally wear company embroidered clothing for a just general appointment.
Yeah.
They weren't even in like an office. I don't even know where they filmed this scene in because it was so random.
It was the weirdest space. It was such a large room for what they had. It was clear that they emptied something out.
And put three chairs in there.
And put three chairs in there. And they were like, this is a good spot. Which I don't know why. It was just a gray fucking wall behind them.
It was weird.
It was real weird.
So yeah, Lava has decided to have a donor conceived bebe. Which I understand her logic.
Oh, I 1,000% get her logic.
But like donor conceived, it's just like a really sketchy thing the deeper you look into it. And I'm not saying that that's Lala's situation by any means. And like this company is one of the sketchy ones. But like there is some incredibly unethical things that happen in the sperm donor, egg donor industry.
The latest one I heard is that they are putting it in the contracts that they can't, that the children can't have DNA tests later in life.
Yeah, that's insane.
Right? I'm like, you gotta be joking me. Anyway,
how do you regulate that?
I have no idea. Well, the industry itself isn't really regulated. I mean, it's disgusting. I mean, that's
part of the problem. Yeah. But like, how do you say that this person can't ever have a DNA test?
It's a great question.
Like, you can't control that. Like, that's...
Yeah. There's a whole litany of problems with this industry, which I won't go into because I will end up on a soapbox.
Yes. But, like, I'm not opposing Lala's decision. It's just something I hope that she has considered.
I hope so, too. I really, really do. I'm not opposed to people using donors. I think if you need a donor, maybe consider somebody you know rather mm-hmm. than using one of these incredibly unethical companies. Again, not saying that this one is.
I don't know anything about this company, nor do I wish to.
Yeah. Don't even remember the name. So
I don't know if they even like said it.
They did. I think they saw the sign, but then like you could read his shirt.
But like I was not paying that much attention.
I wasn't paying that much attention either. I was more paying attention to the shitty backstabby comments that were made about Ariana afterwards.
It's like you have this like comforting moment with Ariana, and then according to the edit, I don't necessarily believe the timeline on the edit. Like the next day, you're talking about how you don't feel sorry for her because she's choosing to stay in the house. And, you know, whenever this is eventually done, you'll figure out why it needed to go this way. And I'm like, wow, how unsupportive can you be?
Yeah. Ariana has not really said much about other people this season, unless like directly asked. She hasn't volunteered mm-hmm. information or anything like that. And she has said like some of the things she has seen have been hurtful. And to me, that would be one of them. And it's funny.
Same.
Because she's just trying to say that there's nothing wrong. There's nothing. There's no mending needed for their friendship. I'm like, bitch, are we watching the same show?
Yeah. Sheena lives in her own little universe.
She certainly does.
Mm-hmm.
So then we get to Schwartz getting his hair murder fucked by Joe.
Okay.
I think I'm assuming he had like
virgin hair to begin with. And to go from a natural brunette to a bleach blonde is a lot of work.
It is.
It is a multi-step all day process.
Yeah.
At no point did it look good.
No.
We haven't seen the final product yet, but
Oh, not on the show, but I have seen the final product from pictures, and it is not good.
No, he should not have gone. Like, why did he go blonde?
I don't know. Why do men do that? Because the same problem is happening in Formula One. It's like, it looks terrible. It looks terrible.
It's not a vibe. Because he's not going to upkeep it. He's never going to use purple shampoo on it.
No. But I also think that Joe did it on purpose.
Because she was mad because he made out with the Tory chick that he went on a date with, which is probably in direct violation to whatever odd ass agreement that they have with their relationship and the cameras.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Or if you listen to TikTok, she's not actually a licensed cosmetologist. So I don't know if that's true, but.
Well, maybe she isn't in the state. Maybe she is somewhere else. Yeah,
maybe her license is somewhere else. Technically means you shouldn't be doing it in California, but.
Yes. Yes. I agree with you there.
Still.
Revenge. Like, I'm going to make this boy look fucking stupid on television.
Well, he already looks fucking stupid on television. So you're just making him look stupid as he walks down the street.
Yep.
Perpetual stupid hair.
Speaking of stupid, Tori makes Tori and Katie are having a date at, I think, Katie's apartment. I didn't really pay attention. They're somewhere. And she makes a comment about how she didn't know that Bob Ross was around when cameras were around.
I can't with the stupid, like, oh my God. What? Like, how did he have a TV show?
Exactly.
If there were no cameras.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Did she mean phones? Like, oh
no,
my
I
God.
Think I. I don't know. I don't know.
I can't with these elder Gen Zer, baby millennial. What the fucks? It was like you have the entire universe of the internet in your pocket. Learn to Google shit.
I wonder how old she is.
Don't know. Don't care.
I'll Google it the next time we pause.
Okay. If you care that much.
Well, now, because now I need to know how stupid is she?
How bad is it?
Yes. What was the guy that Katie dumped last season because he was also stupid?
Was like dumb, like Nacho or something. I don't remember.
But it had something that he didn't know something about pasta.
He didn't know pasta.
Yeah.
He did not understand the difference of like rigatoni versus angel hair or some like very obviously different pasta.
I feel like this is that level.
Yeah, but this particular person she's making out with sticks it to shorts.
True.
She might have a higher level of tolerance.
She's like, I'll allow it.
You're like, not my fave. We'll see.
Yeah. Hey, I'll deal with it for now. All right. Yeah. Let's see what else happens.
Let's do it.
Well, we made it to the end of the episode.
We sure did.
So we'll start off with girls' night. Mm-hmm. Everybody looked great.
Yeah. Sorry. I think Lala looked great. Katie looked great. Ariana looked great. And Sheena looked like she had just come from the gym.
I actually don't remember what Sheena was
wearing. She was just wearing like black leggings and like a black like sports bra top type thing.
Oh.
And like a black like jean jacket.
I love Lala's outfit.
Lala looked great.
I was like, I was thinking to myself, I was like, would I be brave enough to wear something like that? Probably not. I'd wear something like Katie wore, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Katie looked great. Ariana looked great. Like, it looked like Sheena did not try.
I feel like she's trying with her hair a lot.
Okay, you know? But, like, you're not going to convince me it's not, like, a wig or, like, some serious extensions, so.
Yes, but I'm saying this, like, that seems to be Sheena's, like, look. lately
is no effort in the clothing and all the effort in the hair and makeup.
Yes. She like is wearing like super relaxed outfits or like workout gear. It's like,
I mean, it is California. Athleisure is a thing.
I know. I mean, it is everywhere, but still. Anyway, okay, moving on. It really wasn't
worth that. That was not the point of the conversation.
No, it wasn't. So Lala starts to fill in the group about her conversation with Joe and immediately gets cut off by Katie.
I don't agree with Katie.
I don't either. I love her so much, but I think she's wrong here.
Literally, Lala and Joe ate hot dogs together. It is not that serious. And yeah, this is just like old Witches of WeHo shit. Where it's like, if I don't like this person, then you're not allowed to have any contact with them whatsoever. It's forbidden. Like, I hate that shit.
Yeah. I feel like Ariana gets a little bit of a pass for it.
For Tom Sandoval?
Yes. But this, like,
she's not playing that card as much with like Schwartz. Like, she genuinely does not care that Lala talks to Schwartz.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how much you listened to what Katie started to say about it. She was like, one day it's Schwartz is disgusting because of X, Y, and Z. And then he's playing pickleball with Randall and you hate him. And then now, like, he's sending Joe to you. Like, why? Mm-hmm. So I see what she's saying, but I don't agree with her. I think she's overreacting.
Mm-hmm.
So that ends badly.
Yeah, they get in a big old fight.
Yeah. Nothing else really happened.
They didn't show anything else. So like it seems like the argument didn't have any kind of resolution to it. Or if there was, it wasn't shown on camera.
Yeah. So then we jump to the singles mixer.
Mm-hmm.
And the hair is revealed and it looks...
It's like straw.
It looks like wet ramen noodles.
It's really bad.
Like straight. Yeah.
It's still really super yellow.
Then they also bring out the wristbands. And this is something else that Joe spilt some tea on the podcast, was that they went there with the understanding that they would be getting yellow or red wristbands. And
he got green.
And he got a green. And then he's making out with the chick. And so, yeah, I think she said that, like, shortly after this, like, she moved out and that was kind of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel a little bad for her.
I guess, like, I've been the girl who thought the guy who continually told me he wasn't in a relationship would magically fall for me. Never happens.
Yeah. And you could just... We'll get to it.
Mm-hmm.
But the hat thing also came up in the podcast. So Schwartz makes out with this chick who steals his hat or vice. Like,
she gave her the hat.
But I guess he said that there was more in the storage unit, but apparently there actually weren't. And that was a hat that his dad had given him. And so she was like trying to prod him to not give it away.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he kind of brushed her off there. So
yeah, he was an idiot.
Then he makes out, then she freaks out and leaves, which
tells the whole world that they are hooking up and have said, I love you, and are essentially in a relationship with each other.
Yeah. Which it sounds like that's, I believe her. Like,
I believe that is her perception of the situation.
You think so?
Oh, I think she perceived them to essentially being in a relationship, even though like nothing had actually been defined.
But Schwartz is just like, she's just another hookup buddy. She's just my consistent one. I'm still going to go out and do whatever I want.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the weird part is like, I could see them working out actually like really well together.
Yeah, I see what she sees and that they could potentially be a good partnership. But I also 100% believe him, as he has consistently said all season, that he is not interested in being in a relationship.
I agree that he has been consistent outwardly. I don't know if I buy that he has been consistent like that with her privately.
Yeah, we can't we'll possibly never know that. Yeah,
we'll never know. But I agree, she definitely had much more invested than he did.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, we can just skip over paintball, really. Like, nothing happened. So we'll just jump to the end where we basically watch Joe and Schwartz break up.
Mm-hmm.
Out of their not relationship.
Relationship.
Okay. So again, I felt bad for her because she clearly had more invested in this than he did. Mm-hmm. I do think he probably actually did feel feelings for her because he said he could see him marrying her, which is a weird fucking thing to say about a hookup.
I think he probably had genuine feelings, but also knew that that was not where he wanted to go. And I don't think he was like intentionally stringing her along, but I think she stuck around knowing that he did have like some genuine feelings in there, hoping that it would snap into place and he would be ready.
Yes.
But who knows when he is going to be ready.
Right. Right. And I think she mentioned it earlier. She was like, well, you said, because he was going out on a date. And she was like, but you said you were going to be like 2 or 3 years before you're ready to settle down or whatever.
Yeah, but going out on a date does not mean you're settling down.
Right. But I think to her, it's like, well, if you're ready to date.
Date me.
Like, I know she like definitely I pined after him and put herself in like such a terrible position. Mm-hmm. She really did. But I think Schwartz is old enough to have seen that and put a stop to it a long ass time ago.
Yeah. We've seen him say to her on camera, I'm not interested in a relationship. Doesn't mean she's hearing him. And doesn't mean he's saying those things off camera.
That's fair. But if he has to know. Like she said, I've been around for a year and a half. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He can tell that this she's in way over, like way too deep. And he should have said, like, we should not do this.
Yeah. But like when the hookup is easy and good.
It's all the more that makes him gross. And I don't know if you heard me, but I was like so grossed out watching him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he used to do the same shit to Katie in their fights. He was calling her Joseph, like weaponizing the fucking nicknames. He did it with Katie, like Bubba, Bubba, like Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. It gave me such the ick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he has a lot of growing up to do still.
Well, he's not going to do much of it with his new 20-something-year-old girlfriend.
No, but he's not interested in growing up right now.
Oh, God. I take back what I said about him being a good dad. I take it back. I changed my mind.
Yeah.
He'd be a fun dad. How about that?
I have nothing positive to say, so I'm just going to not.
I hope this gets better. Oh, okay. One more random thing. It's related, but then we can wrap it up because nothing else happened. Apparently, Andy Cohen said he acknowledges that he has been getting roasted for saying that Brock and Lala are the voice of reason this season. And Yeah, agreed. Like, you should see her face. Obviously, we do not agree. This is bullshit. Like, no.
They're absolutely not the voice of reason.
They're not the voice of reason. Any, I can see anymore.
moments earlier in the season where, exactly. Yes, they said some very logical things. And I'm like, yes, thank yes. you.
However,
the only voice of reason I have heard this entire time is kind of Ariana.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still team Ariana. They're trying us to really hard to make us not be team Ariana. She's yeah. getting a terrible edit.
She really
is. For no
is.
Reason.
It's ridiculous. But he's doubling down. He did not backtrack. I'm like, what? I guess he's saying it to get attention, but also maybe it's just from a pure entertainment perspective.
I don't just even don't find the it. Two of them the most entertaining. I don't want either. More James. Honestly, I James want more James.
James and Allie. James Give and Allie. Because
more James, more Allie, more Ariana, more Katie.
Yes, I agree. And if I'm being honest, like, Allie is the voice of reason, honestly.
100%.
She even at paintball,
she's like, I'm glad, Lala, that you went and had food with her because I was worried about her.
Yes. I think I think Allie is the voice of reason.
Yes.
Andy Cohen, rewatch.
And James was, in fact, the number one guy.
Yes.
During paintball team picking.
Yes. We missed that. Because we skipped right over it. I forgot. In fact, the number one guy in the group.
He's now the number one guy.
Well, that's it. Any final thoughts?
Tom Sandoval continues to prove himself to be an overly douchey tryhard guy.
Yeah. I am still Team Ariana.
Team Ariana, ride or die forever and ever. Yeah, and Katie's kind of messy.
I don't know what's going on. I mean, I could see where Lala might be right about she's, like, unhappy.
Oh, I think part of it is that she is unhappy.
Yes.
Because I don't see Katie being, like, overjoyed with her life right now. But, like, she's also being kind of messy.
Yeah. Although I'll say this is the first time we've seen her act this way all season.
Be messy.
Yeah. She's the only one I feel like we really haven't criticized other than Ariana. Like, I haven't had any qualms with anything so far up until this episode. We're in, what are we, 11?
11. Yeah, no, she's being messy in the fact that she's sleeping with people she should not. She maybe shouldn't.
Oh, yeah. What did she say? Tequila Katie is a slut.
Tequila Katie is a hoe.
Oh, that's right. Yes, a hoe. Man, I was gonna tie it up very nicely with a Taylor Swift reference there.
I'm sorry.
I missed it. It's my fault.
I'm
Wrong
sorry.
Word.
I'm sorry.
Do you know what I was going to tie it with?
No, please inform me.
The slut. The one with the exclamation point from one of the bonus tracks from 1989. Taylor's version.
Okay. That's not available yet on Spotify. So I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, well, I haven't listened to it. So
I'll send it to you.
Okay. Well, thank you all so much for listening. If you want to check out what is coming up next on the pod, be sure to give us a follow over on Instagram. It's Mel and Jill Geek Out. Or if you have a suggestion of what we should be geeking out about next, feel free to shoot us an email over at jillandmelgeekout@gmail.com. Once again, my name is Melissa.
And I'm Jill.
And this has been Mel and Jill Geek Out. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. See you Friday.